Blog Talk Radio.
From their studio in the Feeding Arizona building in Youngtown, Arizona, it's the Boomer and the Babe Show with Pete Peters and Deborah Brown. Join Pete and Deborah and their guests as they give voice to 78 million baby boomers from coast to coast and border to border. Now here are the Boomer and the Babe, Pete Peters and Deborah Brown.
It is the Boomer and the Babe Show coming to you from the complex of Feeding Arizona in Youngtown, Arizona, also home of the Valley View Community Food Bank, a place where the food is always free. If any of you out there in the listening audience are of a mind to make a donation to a nonprofit organization that does very good work for its community, you can go far more afield and far wrong, far more wrong. That's not quite right. But anyhow, you could do far worse, I guess is the way to say that. Then the Valley View Community Food Bank, you can contact them at valleyviewcommunityfoodbank.com. All donations of food or money, regardless of size, are welcome and appreciated. I'm Pete Peters. Deborah is not with me today. She's on, as we've been saying for the last several weeks, she is on special assignment. And I know when they say special assignment on the major broadcast systems, you don't always know what that means, and then all of a sudden somebody comes up with a special of their own. So maybe she's got something up her sleeve that I don't know about, but she's certainly not here today. In addition to the fact that this radio show is something that we do on a regular basis, Boomer the Babe Incorporated does much more than just this show. We produce videos for your website, promotional products, consult with small businesses, and we also now have our new online magazine called Boomer Experience Speaks. You can get that free online and register for it. Get it monthly in your inbox by going to boomerandthebabe.com. We recommend that you do that. Always good articles in there. And many of the people that have been on our show and our show hosts that have written their ebooks for us are also regular contributors to Boomer Experience Speaks. So let's get on with the show today. Today we have a lady that has got a vast background in marketing, PR, starting new companies, I think possibly being out of the workforce and then back into the workforce again. Her name is Sarah Baldwin. She represents a company called Good Nighties, and we're going to find out all about Good Nighties and what they're about. But first of all, we're going to talk to Sarah and find out what Sarah's all about. So, Sarah, welcome to the Boomer the Babe Show.
Thank you, Pete. I'm really excited to be a part of this, and I think it's such a valuable tool that you're providing for baby boomers to have access to information, and I'm here to be helpful, I hope. As we first spoke before going on the air, you wanted a little bit of a background on what I found me in this place in 2012.
Yes, please.
I am from the Midwest originally, from Michigan, and I went to college in Boston, and I found myself in Chicago as a young person getting my career started, and I stumbled upon a very small brand that was called NutraSweet back in 1983, and I was part of the original marketing team that got a NutraSweet going in the marketplace when there were only about 5 products when I started and about 5,000 when I left. So I was there during extreme growth, and it was very interesting business model where we were taking an ingredient like NutraSweet and marketing it as though it were an end product. So it was very, very unique positioning at the time, and we were speaking directly to consumers through various promotions and advertising. And I was part of all the, as everybody is in those kind of entrepreneurial situations, we were really building this thing from the ground up. And it was a very interesting time in my life. And I took on a ton of experience over those 10 years. And I managed promotions and I managed the NutraSweet figure skating programs. And I met a lot of wonderful skaters, including Dorothy Hamill, a World and Olympic figure skating champion. And from that, I had hired Dorothy to be a spokesperson for me. And then when she decided to buy Ice Capades, I joined her company, which then morphed me into further management and marketing and brand positioning when Dorothy purchased the Ice Capades, and I was a part of that management team to get that live program on the road in 70 markets. And I did that for a couple of years, and then I started doing freelance event work because I had a lot of background in marketing communications and public relations and event production, and everything kind of had a thread of creativity. I raised my children, who are now 17 and 14, doing freelance work in between that. And then one day I found myself at this crossroads of, well, I guess you would call it menopause and sassy teenagers, and I was not able to sleep, and it was just a horrible existence. And I went online to try and solve my own problems, and I came across Goodnighties, and that's what brought me to the business that we're going to talk about today, as a result of a cold call to the manufacturers in Alabama from Chicago. And now I'm in charge of marketing and moving this brand forward worldwide.
And the rest, as they say, is history. Thank you very much for being a guest on my show.
Was it that bad?
No, not at all. I'm just joking with
you.
Oh,
you're funny. it's exhausting going from point A to point B with a lot of vacuuming and yelling at kids in between that. But
exactly.
Beyond that,
I would like to talk a little bit more about some of your experiences with Dorothy Hamill, who was at one point certainly America's sweetheart, if not the skating world's sweetheart.
Oh yeah.
And the Ice Capades and how all that worked. That sounds just like a huge undertaking, but a lot of adventure as well.
Oh, it was. Really, really was wild. That was true entrepreneurial spirit. At least with NutraSweet, we had gigantic budgets, which helped because we were selling a product that was a patented item that we could charge a lot for. With Dorothy's project, it was much more entrepreneurial, more in line with what we're doing with Goodnighties. And it was very, very interesting and really fun. And Dorothy has wonderful taste, and we had terrific costume designers, and we had a original music score from the London Symphonia that we used, and we brought in our own lighting, and we had a beautiful theatrical presentation that went to 70 markets in the U.S. We did it for 2.5 years. And our first production was Cinderella Frozen in Time, and it really was just magnificent. And we had some wonderful talent, great skaters. Dorothy was Cinderella for one of the tours, and we had silver medalist Liz Manley from Canada as our other Cinderella for the other tour, because we had tour East Coast and West Coast going on at the same time. And we also had sponsorship that I was working on in advertising, and we were a very small group moving this thing forward. Mm-hmm. And it was really great, and Dorothy was wonderful to work with, and she is America's sweetheart. And she really put her touch on every aspect of the show, and we all worked together very closely as a team. And
so
what is
the status now of Ice Capades, not being a skating enthusiast and seeing a little of it every 4 years when it comes around the Olympics? But what is the status of it now? Is she still involved?
No, she actually sold it to American Family. Family Entertainment is a cable outlet, the last I had heard, to be honest with you. And this is, I want to say almost 15 years ago. So I don't know if the brand name certainly has very high awareness. I just don't know if it's been sort of shelved for the time being. I don't believe they're on tour now. We have shows that are out there like Disney on Ice, and there's a lot of live productions that really are out there, and it's wildly competitive these days. So I just don't know if it's seen its day. And maybe it'll come back like the Rockettes are still going strong. Who knows?
Who knows?
Right.
So now you're working with Ice Capades. At what point did you leave Ice Capades, and was it because she sold it?
Yes, it was because she sold it. And it was also at that time when I had a child who was, leaping out of her playpen, and it was really getting difficult for me to leave her. And I was an older mom, and I just wanted to kind of be home with her for a while. So that's what I did. And then I started getting calls from people that had worked previously at NutraSweet that went on to great big jobs. And I had a friend of mine who was a vice president at Pillsbury call me to do an event. And then some of the agency people that I had worked with at NutraSweet would call me to do other projects. I worked for Sears. I worked for Kemper Insurance doing, big, high-profile events and projects. So a little bit of a drumbeat to keep my brain intact. And, it certainly wasn't a full-time gig, but when I did work on these freelance projects, they were way more than full-time.
What type of projects were they? I mean, were they?
One I did for an 8-month assignment that was a week long of events for Kemper in Washington, D.C. So I would go in and advance the project, find it was a customer entertainment activity, and it involved several different events, and it would be. Was an enormous budget, and it would be dinner one night, then it would be another dinner that might involve, one night it involved Marvin Hamlisch, the pianist at the Building Museum in Washington, D.C., and then we had a breakfast the next morning that involved Doris Kearns Goodwin, and then I managed an enormous event at Mount Vernon with a big tent and brought everything in, and it was soup to nuts, food, and fireworks over the Potomac, and a staff of 65 behind the scenes to manage that. And what was interesting is at the time I didn't have any air signals. They had blocked everything. It was after 9/11, and I guess because it's so close to Washington. So that event was done the old-fashioned way. And then another event that I did for Sears was multi-year, and I managed 13 business units of the Taste of Chicago, which is the country's biggest food festival at the time. I think it was drawing over 2 million people. And that was pretty complicated because we had to have security 24/7, and I managed a lot of staff at the two or three entertainment stages that were going on, too. So that was, again, just a detailed management position. And then I guess the third one was the Pillsbury event was a 90-day action-packed 10,000-square-foot ballroom that was part of a high-profile event in conjunction with the National Restaurant Association. And that was another event that needed a lot of management to pull together and get it to the level of what they expected. And it also had to be of a tone that wasn't too ostentatious. So you really have to kind of walk a fine line in the sense of marketing, to make sure that you're not overspending in a certain area, and it's just a certain tone, it's a feeling that has to be created when you're working with these kinds of companies and high-profile corporate events.
Now, they don't want to have too much glitz and glamour, yet they want to have some glitz and glamour.
Yes, that's correct. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I knew a little bit about some events. I mean, I used to have a catering company myself, and my major client was the San Diego Chargers when I lived in Southern California.
Uh-huh.
And we would do events for some of the Chargers when they had press days and so on and so forth. And we would also do some things for the Charger Girls events, and we did some tailgates that they hooked us up with. One of them was for 2,500 people that came down from Green Bay to do a tailgate party. It certainly wasn't on the scope that you're talking about, but from the standpoint of having to manage all aspects of it, I can understand what you're saying. I mean, it's just the balls in the air all the time, and it's a
It's small or big. I mean, the ones that are the bigger ones, where I would have 2,000 people, were just bigger balls in the air and higher profile. But I had done, even in my career with NutraSweet, where I was doing an event that we had televised on ABC Wide World of Sports that was in Moscow back when it was still the Soviet Union. And that was really tricky. And that was involving moving 45 executives and our customers of NutraSweet to Russia and to Moscow in particular. And it was just unbelievable. No supplies, there's no staff, the language barrier. It was tricky, even though it only involved a small group of 45 people in my direct connection. But then I had to make it work also on a sponsorship level with ABC Wide World of Sports. So I had mega balls in the air for that project. And I had to go back and forth four times to Russia in a 7-month period to make sure everything was nailed down.
Sure, sure. So now, how did it happen? Now you came out of the business world, as you said, and you went to raising a family and your children and so on. And I imagine you're living a pretty comfortable lifestyle with your husband working and being a mom and doing all the mommy things. Then whatever prompted you to get back into the business world?
Well, it sort of started with me after my husband had been working for a publicly traded company in Chicago and had experienced what they call a job elimination. That was in November of 2009. We were looking at various options, and because all of you listening that are baby boomer people will certainly understand this, that there are less and less opportunities for people that are older. My husband happens to be 8 years older than me, so it was very much of a problem. He had a lot of experience in sales, but there just aren't the jobs out there that there used to be, even, you know, and especially not if you're in an older age group. So I was trying to figure out ways that I could help him. I knew I was going to have to probably step up to the plate again, and it was high time to get back into it anyway, because the children were doing fine on their own. And so what happened is that when I was unable to sleep, as I mentioned before, I went online to start looking for a solution for my own sleep problems, and I found this unique product called Goodnighties, and at the time I just wanted a solution for my own problems of not being able to sleep. And I ordered this brand because it sounded like something I needed, the name Goodnighties. And before I knew it, it came very quickly. I was just amazed. In fact, the person that sent it to me even took 40% off my PayPal account because it was 40% off month, and I didn't even know it. So I thought, this is a pretty cool company to do that. And I tried them the first night, and I wasn't waking up like 3 and 4 times a night and being chronically exhausted the next day. I started sleeping through the night. It was an absolute miracle for me. And the more I started sleeping, the more my sort of right brain started to catch fire a little bit, and I started creatively thinking, you know, there might be something to this. I've got to do some research on this and figure out what's in this fabric. And it turns out, after researching it, I discovered a lot, and I didn't know anything about apparel. And it was that this is a new custom fabric made with an ionization process that blends negative ions into the fibers that then stimulate blood flow to your tired muscles. And I of course, had tired muscles being the age that I am. And it also moisture wicks and is antimicrobial. So when I delved into what the makeup was of this fabric, it started to really make some sense to me. And then I learned that it was all 100% made in the USA, which to me was also a big component here. I just don't know if I would have felt the same about it if it was some funky fabric from Asia. And
okay,
I started more and more just kind of chewing on it. And one day,
Let's stop there just for a minute. I want to go back to some of these terms that you're using so that people can hopefully understand exactly what we're talking about.
All right, sorry.
That's okay. You said it's got an ionization process. It's got ions in it. What is an ion?
Well, an ion is here we go. Ion is something that is a charged particle that's in the air that you might notice in nature. And it's something that you feel as though, I'm sort of fumbling here, but I want to make this clear here. It's the feeling that you sort of feel when you're at the beach or in a forest or on a mountaintop. It's the negative ions after an electrical storm. And what it really is it's a charged ion that has oxygen in the ion. And what that does when you figure out a way to blend it into fabric, which is this patented process called ionics, they were able to figure out a way with this patent through these textile scientists to permanently embed this into the fabric fibers. And what that does is it quietly, you would never know, it stimulates blood flow to tired muscles. And what that does then is it promotes the healing process and releases chemicals in your body. And again, I am so not a scientist, but it does help you to relax. And it helps you from what everyone says, and I know this myself, I arrive quicker and stay longer in a deeper stage of REM sleep. It's a relaxing feeling that's really unique, and it's smart fabric is what I call it.
Does the ionization wear off through washing?
No, it's permanently embedded for the life of the fit of the garment, and these garments really hold up well. It's just unbelievable. The only restriction that we ask is that you not use dryer sheets with it. You just hang dry is probably the best way, but you could put this in your dryer for like 15 or 20 minutes, and it'll be dry. It's a polyester lycra, four-way stretch, non-binding, soft fabric.
Mm-hmm. And now these are how long has this been on the in the market on the marketplace?
We launched nationally in May of 2010, but it took the owners of the company that developed this idea about a year and a half to really figure out, or almost 2 years to figure out the perfect fabric. And that's another bit of a story. If you want me to tell you a little bit about that, I'm happy to.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
The way it came about, and I met these lovely people when I cold called them, and I sent them ideas, then we started sort of an exchange. But what the background is, it's the owners are Marcia and David Bacon, and David Bacon had been an experienced apparel manufacturer for 30 years. And David, because he's in the industry, was aware of this new technology called Ionics that was being sold in high-performance athletic apparel, and it was going very well with rugby players and soccer players and golfers were wearing it because this stimulation was helping to ease the strain of their muscles, and hence their performance output was much greater. And what happened is he brought home a sample jersey that they all get as reps out in the field to Marcia, who had just recovered from was recovering from back and shoulder surgery, and she'd had the same kind of surgery before, so she sort of knew how that she was feeling pretty miserable and didn't know what to do. And she wore one of the athletic jerseys overnight for a few nights, and she just also, like me, couldn't get over how well she was sleeping from this ionization technology, and it was helping her heal from her surgery so much faster. And it was at that time that she said to David, you know, we really ought to think about this. This would be kind of cool to put it into sleepwear for women. And that's the genesis of this, but they knew that they could not market it as a heavy-duty athletic line because no one wants to sleep in that. So they had to develop their own fabric, which was much more lightweight, much more suited for women's and sleepwear. And that's how this all came about.
So is this process now, this ionization process that's being put into these the sleepwear, is this also out there and available in these athletic uniforms,
yes,
jerseys, whatever? I mean, is it readily available for me, as an example, to go buy a golf shirt that has this process, and hopefully my golf muscles will recoup faster?
Yes, I can say that, but I can only recently say that. There's a company, and you know what? I don't have the name in front of me, and I'm sorry. I apologize. I should have had that. That is selling golf apparel. You could probably Google golf shirts with Ionics and be able to find it. I think they're at the Golfsmith now, and they're just now shipping out. They actually launched after we did in the U.S. And prior to that, there was a line of athletic apparel that was called Canterbury out of New Zealand that was selling, and they still may be. But to be honest with you, we're all sort of customers of this Ionics technology process. So we have the exclusive rights as Good Nighties to the sleepwear component part of this, and then they have a whole different arrangement for athletic apparel.
Right. I thought that might well be the case. I was just curious to know how many forms of apparel this technology is being used in.
And there's other companies under development in other categories right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we're the first that have probably, you know, had a head start in the U.S. a little bit because of the public relations push that we've been doing. And we're selling in all 50 states and so far 23 countries. But again, it's still a slow business that we're building because that's an order here, an order there. It's certainly not, you know, a brush stroke here. We're still working on that.
Sure. Now, how are you selling your product? I mean, are you selling it through retail outlets, online, strictly one or the other, or a combination?
A combination, really, is what it is. We've gotten into some very big health websites that sell our product. We've got partnerships with sleep companies. We have one going on right now in called SlumberSlumber.com in Northern Ireland, and they are doing a lot of PR for us, and that's been great for their line that they take on. We have several in the USA, made in the USA categories. It's the internet is very fragmented, as you know, and it's very, very targeted for good or bad, so that this can be sold in a number of different directions. We're in a place called As We Change, which is a Miles Kimball store that has catalogs and also online presence. Let's see, the USA. We're in ProHealth, which is another big site that sells a lot of wellness products. We do very well there. It's that, and then we have, of course, driven to our website at goodnighteast.com. We sell a lot through the website, and we sell internationally through the website as well.
So what are your objectives as far as your growth is concerned? What are you trying to accomplish? What's your goal?
Well, our goal is to reach as many people as possible, of course, because the idea, and it sounds really almost like a cliche, but we have people that are buying our product that are in million-dollar zip codes and then also in very humble, you know, under 300 people population, you know, really small rural areas because of the internet, which is great. What we found, though, is that people who have sleep issues are also very, very vast. It's like you could have an issue with arthritis or fibromyalgia or just plain old hot at night or illness or, I mean, it's just a big number. And so, you know, we're pretty flexible as to where we're selling this. I mean, our goal is to go as many places as we possibly can, and we have the ability to produce a big volume because of David Bacon's connections through the South with different manufacturing facilities are on notice to, you know, crank up when we need to.
Well, it seems to me, and I'm certainly no scientist and I'm clueless when it comes to this kind of stuff, but it seems to me that anybody that's dealing with insomnia or sleep deprivation of any sort, this might be something that would be beneficial to them.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it's also nice to know that there's a simple solution out there that's not medication. I mean, I'm just stunned at all of the numbers here where, for example, Diane Sawyer on ABC World News Tonight announced in November that 30% of women are suffering that need, that are suffering from sleep problems, are taking prescription sleep medication, and that's probably because their insurance will pay for it, I guess. I don't know what any other reason would be for that. When you have something like Fabric that could also help you, why you wouldn't try it? Because it's a lot easier to wash and dry than a bottle of Ambien, right?
And probably on the long haul, a lot less expensive, too.
And a lot less dangerous. I mean,
yeah.
I'm just stunned at baby boomers in particular, to be honest with you, where they're out eating organic and they're working out all the time, and then they're heading to Walgreens or CVS to just march to the aisles getting pills for this, that, and the other. And it's really a lot of mixing, and that just can't be good for your health. Ultimately,
yeah.
That's why
yeah.
I like the idea of a Fabric, and that's why it worked for me. I had been on a number of infertility drugs, and my doctor had no interest in giving me any hormone replacement therapy drugs for menopause and hot flashes, and so this was the ticket for me.
Does this only come in women's ladies sleep apparel?
That's a good question, Pete, because we've had so many requests from our customers. We've just developed a men's, I want to say a line, but it's not really yet. We're going to have a men's top and a boxer short available, you know, in the next couple of months. And that's what we're in development with right now, in addition to some other colors for our line and a couple of new styles. So it's a constant, you know, feeding the dragon in that we've got to continue to create great styles and great colors, which we have done. They're beautiful jewel tones that stay that way no matter how many washings. And our customers just want to keep adding to their collection. And then with our new customers that haven't found Good Nighties yet, you know, we have to appeal to them as well. So it's a real process of running after a big eight ball.
So now the introductory level is through the Good Nighties, which is the ladies' sleepwear.
Yes, and I recommend for anyone who's thinking about it is to full coverage. I like the long pants and the three-quarter sleeve top myself. I think the more of this fabric that you can get on your skin, if you're a sufferer, the better it is. But that's my personal opinion. There are some people that just abhor wearing pants to sleep in. And for those people, we have a longer gown that I like, the T-length gown, which is great. And for those that just don't even like to wear anything, because in some cases this can feel as though you're not wearing anything. It's so lightweight. We have a couple of gowns that are sleeveless, V-neck to the knee, which is less. And some people wear that style with a pair of pants, of our long pant or our crop pants. So there's a lot of variety. And the other brilliance of this line is, unlike other places, is that it's because we're a small U.S. manufacturer, we offer the ability for people to mix and match sizing and styles and colors. And so it's really a great thing, that part of it.
Could you accomplish the same task by having the material be made into sheets and bed linens?
Yes, I think so. I do. And but we don't have that agreement with the Ionics technology people.
Oh, I see. So your agreement is to make the various pieces of
we apparel. Have an exclusive with sleepwear.
Okay. Okay. So does would a men's T-shirt, as an example, qualify as sleepwear?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Definitely.
Okay. All right. I'm just curious because I'm thinking, boy, there'd be so many things that might be of
value. Oh, I know, and I think we're going to
if this truly is something that is as beneficial as apparently some people think it is. I mean, this thing could just be unbelievable for the weekend warrior and guys that play golf once, maybe twice a month, and they've got stiff muscles for 2 days afterwards and stuff like that, and I'm just thinking, wow, this would really be cool.
I know, you're absolutely right, because I always say to people, it's not what you call granny jammies, menopause stuff. I've got friends that are really quite a bit younger than I am, and they're yoga enthusiasts, and they really like it for strained muscles from yoga. So that's why the demographic for this is really vast. It's very hard to pinpoint and nail because the numbers are so big.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say the biggest obstacle is that you've had to overcome by trying to get this thing launched on a national basis?
A good question, Pete. What I would say unequivocally is that I think people today, ironically, are all chronically stressed out and overworked and overloaded with their own work, and information overload is just coming out of everyone's ears right now. And for me, the hardest part is to get in front of a national media influencer to some sort, or a program, a producer, a writer. It's been really difficult, that part of it. And it was kind of an eye-opener for me in that I never thought it would be that hard, to be honest with you. And I don't think I was sitting around drinking Kool-Aid. I mean, I expected this would be a difficult launch, but not to this level where, it's people just hit the delete button and they just don't have time for new concepts. They won't sit still. They won't listen. They don't want to hear about anything new or as wacky as fabric, I guess, is too contra. I don't know. It's just not part of the vernacular for better sleep around here yet. It will be, but
well,
it's a process.
It's almost as if it's just too...
good to be true.
well, yes, and everybody keeps hearing if it sounds too good to be true, chances are that it is. And,
right.
I mean, that's drilled in everybody's head, and it's almost a little science fiction, in some circles, I'm sure.
Oh, without a doubt.
And so you've got to overcome that. I mean, there's two negatives right there that you're dealing
with.
Yeah,
and I also think a lot of people don't understand what a negative ion is. I mean, even I wasn't explaining it very well. And it sounds like it's just a bunch of pixie dust, and it's just so not that. I mean, I would never, ever have come forward with this kind of thing or put my whole life at risk on this brand if it hadn't been something that wasn't profoundly amazing for me. I mean, I will not be caught without my good 90s at night now. That's it. And I found myself one night in the laundry room looking through my dirty laundry, looking for my, before I got involved in the company. And that was sort of when I had an epiphany. I was at 3 a.m. looking around for my good 90s in the laundry because I couldn't sleep. It was terrible. So if there's something that I needed in my body chemistry, I know everybody's different and your experiences will be different, but it really is me. And it's not just me, because we have number of comments all over our website from real people who have written us randomly, and it's pretty amazing. I got a wonderful comment just last week from a couple weeks ago from a woman in Wisconsin, and she just could not get over it, that she bought all the colors and all the styles, and she threw out all her old sleepwear, and that was it. And she was someone with fibromyalgia and always woke up with pain, and she felt as though she was finally sleeping through the night and waking up feeling rested. And that's our goal here. We just love helping people.
As far as trying to get it launched, I don't know what it's like where you are, but our local television stations always have the feature shows. I mean, it's the midday show. It's a late morning show. It's the early afternoon show that precedes the hard news portion. And they're always looking for content. I mean, always looking for content.
Oh, good. You want to tell them about us?
Well, that's my point. I mean, why in your area?
I've been on WLS in a big locally in Chicago, and it just immediately did very well. But I continue to pound on this local market, because Chicago is nothing to sneeze at. I do get you on that. But it's just been, you know, really difficult to get in front of people. I have a wonderful review from the Chicago Tribune syndicated reporter, who they're very tough to get to. And she tried it, loved it, and wrote a review, and it went syndicated. And she's in our various press releases. I continue to reuse her words, because the words were, bottom line, it works. And that's powerful for selling product. And we can tell exactly when this article is picked up in different markets, because we see a bump in sales. So if people read about it, they buy it. They're just printed word, to be honest with you, Pete, I find the printed word to be a lot more effective than web exposure today. And I think that's kind of interesting, because everyone thinks the printed word is just dead, you know, the magazines and the dailies, and it's not the case. I mean,
everybody knows if you read it somewhere, it's got to be gospel.
right. Right, exactly.
I mean, after all, the gospel was written.
I'm not even kidding. And then when they see it on the internet, I guess they don't believe it. I don't know, but it's true. If we get mentioned, and especially with a picture today, because people have no attention span, if they put a picture with it in the printed word, sales will triple overnight.
Let me one other thing I wanted to mention to you is how about places like Home Shopping Network and QVC and places like that?
Oh, that's another one. We've been there, done that. But the problem with that kind of outlet is that, yes, they're very hard to get to, but it's even harder to get to them directly, because everybody who's ever worked there or even had even a remote position in those companies, then they go, if after they leave the company, they then form their own rep firm, and they very much insulate the people that work directly in there. And so what happens then is, a small manufacturer, you have to provide all these percentages along the way, and we have very low margins because of being USA made. So it's very hard to justify an additional 15 or 20% out to a rep who's made an introduction to us to a place that's going to further take our skin off when it comes to sales. So it's probably not the best place right now for us.
Well, not only that, but as I understand, and as you were saying that, I was thinking, because I had occasion to be in the presence of somebody that worked for QVC.
Yeah, everybody's worked for. Nobody's working there.
Well, actually, he apparently still is working there. And we gave him something that he was supposedly going to take to Susie Ormond.
Yes.
And, well, we never heard the end of it. We never heard anything more of that other than it went away, and that was it. But nonetheless, what he was saying, and it was a talk about how to get on QVC, and that's what he was presenting. And you have to be able to prove that you have access to in-stock huge numbers of your product. There's things with regard to SKU, and the example he used is the 8-inch frying pan.
Okay.
They do an 8-inch frying pan, and after they've been on that I think it's two or three times they have to. You cannot bring that product back onto QVC again. You have
It's really tricky.
It's
really kind of the third
it.
Rail, I think, for a small business to start in that direction. I think. I could be wrong, but it seems to me that so much of their pricing is so beaten down that it has to be made overseas. There, I don't think that there is much apparel there that's made in the USA because.
Yeah, that could well be.
Because
I know, as an example, with that then you end up having to start changing these SKUs. And what I was getting to is that you may not have enough SKUs to change to.
Right.
In other words,
okay.
You know,
fair
is
enough.
What I'm saying? So if you have a SKU, then you get it out three times. It does great. It goes great guns. And then the other thing that's interesting and makes it difficult, I think, for a small business person, is the fact that you are the one that is at risk for anything that's in the warehouse and doesn't sell.
Sure.
They send it all back to you, and you're eating it.
Yeah, it's chicken and egg. I mean, I know for a fact that this product would probably do really well in a big volume in a place probably like Costco, but they're not interested in it because it's not well known yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a chicken and egg. It just is. And I prefer to just keep chugging along like we're doing. Our sales are really doing quite well, you know, from – a measurement of last year, same time, you know, our sales are way up 100%, 107% from last year, and 23% on visitors, and 231% on visitors, and orders are up 117%. So we're chugging in the right direction, and that was a measurement of January last year to January this year. So it's still, you know, it's catching on.
Well, there sounds as though there's a certain element yet of what you're doing is just keep throwing it against the wall, and some of it is bound to stick, and when it sticks, it just it'll just start to.
And I think as a business person, you know, you have to constantly be reinventing yourself and being creative. For example, this last night at midnight, I had another release that went out that's very cute, and it's about. Move over the Grammys. It's now the Jammy.
Mm-hmm.
And talks about, I'm sort of tail-ending the idea of the musical Grammys with a fun theme about how we've won the Grammy, and it's the Jammy, I mean, the Jammy Award. It's just a spoof on it. It's very cute. You just have to be clever, and I don't know if it's going to get picked up, but I'm giving it my best shot.
With your celebrity contacts and so on, when you were doing your promotional things with these big events and the people that you must have met along the way, are there any of them that might be able to lend a name?
Well, Dorothy's on the site. She certainly has helped me as best she can because she actually loves the product. And she's a perfect example of somebody who had she's publicly stated that she had breast cancer, and she will put that directly linked to estrogen and taking hormone replacement therapy and drugs. And in this case, you know, she had a problem with night sweats, and she doesn't have it with Good Nighties, and she really likes the product. So I've got her on the website too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just as tricky. You just have to really just keep plugging away,
sure.
And being creative. There's no magic trick here. There really isn't. It's hard work. Really hard work.
Well, I wrote a blog on that, an article on that. There is no such thing as a silver bullet here.
And if you think there is,
silver
then you're drinking
spelled,
Kool-Aid in a big gulp.
Yeah. Silver bullet is spelled W-O-R-K.
Yeah, I agree. And also the other part of it is when people talk about an overnight success, there is probably an army of people behind that overnight success that has been really chugging along for years to get it to that point. I became
a success overnight after 35 years.
Yeah, I like your sense of humor. Well, in this case, let's hope for the Grammys. I said in my release,
there you go.
Move over Grammy this year. The new award is the Jammy. It's taken first place for outstanding achievement in the sleep industry.
Good Nighties
has become an overnight success in taking the prescription world by storm. This amazing sleepwear is most popular in the jammy category, with gowns running a close second, and the women are singing praises everywhere. I mean, you just have to be creative and
sure.
figure out ways to align with the current things that are going on.
What can you do to make it go viral on YouTube?
Yeah, you're probably right on that. I should probably do a special award ceremony here. I could get my dogs in Good Nighties. How about that?
There you go. And just
everybody
just
loves an animal good viral.
Yeah, just show them laying around the house in Good Nighties.
That's right. I've done that. I should do that today and align it with the Grammy, give them a Jammy Award.
There you go. There you go.
But it's pretty cute. And then it gives you opportunity to just, what happened is we got a wonderful review yesterday from Woman's Own magazine, which is out of the UK. And the reviewer there said, "Good nighties worked. I didn't wake up in the night drenched in sweat or needing to throw off the duvet." And, you know, those kind of comments are stuff you just got to keep propelling forward, those kind of words. And she said that the fabric absorbed the sweat of a flush and banished the chills that follow. I should probably be saying that with an English accent.
Well,
she really did like it. So I put that front and center as well. I think you have to just keep speaking for your customer. And because people a lot of times don't want to hear it from the company people. You have to hear it from the customer.
Well, let's try to cover a couple of more points here as we're starting to wrap up and get down to the short rows, as they say. You've seen it from all sides. Do you recommend somebody run their own business?
You know, I do. I think that it's really rewarding. It's really fun to be at the controls. But, you know, again, it's very hard, no question about it. I mean, I love the idea that I could take this undermarketed brand that had only sold locally to quickly, you know, I created the logo, created the website, all of those things. But what I want to say is the caveat here is you do have to be very careful of people out there that are pretending to be experts in that, especially in the internet arena, because I have been skinned and burned I don't know how many times with people that have pretended to be the experts and they're the furthest thing from it. My advice to anyone thinking about it, because it is really fun, but you got to really sort of look at it like a puzzle, and you have to really learn some of these puzzle pieces yourself. I would never recommend going forward asking someone for some help with something you know zero about, because that'll be the express lane to problems and heartache and expense. So, and really, you've got to learn it. Go to the library, go online. Answers are everywhere. There's no black box mystery here. If you need to learn about search engine optimization, then just learn it. If you need to figure out how to get a website platform together that is one that has tech support so that you have some help, I would recommend a place called BigCommerce. BigCommerce.com is great. And BigCommerce has 24-hour tech support with English-speaking personnel, and they are there to help you. And they also have a cart that's built in, and they have templates that you can modify to make them look like they're custom. So that there's no need when you go to an outside internet person and they say, "Oh, you know what, I'll build you a site, and then I'll hire my buddy at your expense to build the cart," and then it becomes $8,000, and then you have no social integration with it. It's a mistake. It's a real mistake. And the people that are in front of you are certainly not going to tell you that there's other options that you can do, which is a place like BigCommerce with built-in templates, built-in ways to populate socially, and also tech support.
And the other thing is, you're not going to be able to have control over your own site. You're going to be at their beck and call for whenever it is you want to have.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to go to them, and they're going to say, "Well, I'll be
front and center." I want to tell you. I mean,
I'll be able to get to that the second Tuesday of next week for you.
And I will tell you that so many of them, and I don't mean to be discriminatory in any way, but a lot of them are in their late 20s, early 30s, and they pick and choose who they want to work with. And I had somebody that was my independent one after I had had a horrible experience building an expensive cart and website that was just stupid. This young man, who I thought was on my team, smart as a whip, la-di-da, was never available when I needed him. So it was at the point where this is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. I've pulled my last hair out over this. I'm going to go figure this out, get a hold of the tech people at BigCommerce and do it myself. And they have just been more than wonderful in helping me. And whenever I feel like I have an issue, for example, we were on Good Morning America special steals and deals this year in December, which can be an extremely high traffic volume on our website. I didn't want to have blogs all over the internet saying, you know, "Nice product, but I couldn't order." So I went through about a week of calling Big Commerce to make sure, and testing and testing and testing. And we ended up doing quite well, and there was never a snag. But I owe it to them to really help me hold my hand through this. And I can't say that I would have had the same experience with the independent guy. He was just nowhere to be found. I would have been, if I was on my hands and knees begging him to call me back, he just didn't do it. I mean, it's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, we have had that experience ourselves, to the point that now Deborah does it all. She builds it all on a WordPress
platform. You have to do it yourself.
And she does a great job with it, and whenever we need a change, she makes a change.
Exactly. You have to do that part yourself. And if you don't, you're just lining yourself up for heartache and expense. And it's frustration that you just want to, oh, my God, it's horrible. It's so, because it's your front and center. This is your display case, if you will. And it also is the place that needs to be fluid and manageable, and you need to be able to work it and change it. And that's it. And if you don't have access to do that, don't bother going into business with that it relates to the Internet.
Well, there's, I think there's several things, in my opinion, that you have to do as you're going into business, and I've got a section on that in the book that I wrote, which is also entitled "Experience Speaks." And one of the things that's in there is the fact that you've got to establish yourself and your program and your plan, and that all of this ancillary, which may not be ancillary at some point, it's going to be focal, going to be the focal point, has to be set up and has to be prepared and designed. Even if it's by you, without having these, as you say, if you're using this service and you're not having anybody else actually do it, but you can have people that will discuss with you what it should include from their standpoint as consumers, you have to have all that down on paper.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All put together. Because if you just walk into that thing blind, you are just, you're cruising, as my late father used to say when I was young and getting in trouble. He said, "You're cruising for a bruising, buddy."
Yeah, you really are. You'll get scraped and
you are, because you're going to get banged around.
It's absolutely brutal. And then the time is of essence. Where I was working at one point, when I switched over from this really complicated, fancy schmancy website that we built that had no social integration, it was like throwing a big rock in the ocean. It went nowhere. I then switched over to a group that was an agency that said they would help me with all the social media, and they would move it into a platform that was really easy. And I can't even tell you. I mean, just talking about it makes my hair stand on end. But the woman who was in charge of it was supposed to be a brilliant chief technical officer. And it turned out she launched our website with a PR web release with high traffic and no security certificate. Which is, no one's going to buy if there's no security on your website.
Right.
And at that time, I was not familiar with it. Now this stuff is the holy grail for me, and I don't get near anybody. Nobody touches the website except me and maybe Marsha Bacon, and that's it. We are in control. And that was one of the sad experiences where it really brought us to the ashes of hell, that we had to very quickly rebuild the whole website, get rid of them, start over. And that's what we did. And we haven't had any more catastrophic problems like that since, fortunately. But I am knocking wood, because you never know.
Yeah, any time you're talking about something like that, something can crop up. But
yeah,
nonetheless,
that's right.
If you're doing it on your own, you have no one to blame but yourself.
That's correct. You're the closest person to the pulse to fix it, too. And that's the way it has to be. I also feel it's the same way with public relations. I mean, I have, in my career, I've been exposed to some just brilliant public relations people. And they were also, in all fairness to their effort, having just as much trouble as I was having. Only the difference was I was paying them thousands of dollars to go out and prospect for me. And I couldn't afford it after a while. Then it became I had to do it, and which is fine. And I really got myself right on the front lines. I understand how difficult it is, and if you are in a small business, don't start heading that path either, where you've got somebody telling you, it's sort of an evergreen approach. That'll kill you, because as a small business, you want to get some immediate exposure, you want to get moving with your brand. You can't be paying high-level professionals to go out and make friends for you. Again, you have to do it yourself. Write your own pitches. And again, you don't even need a press release these days. It's all about, I mean, you do, but I'm saying you need personal notes to people about what it is that you're selling, and it shouldn't be more than a paragraph long, if that, you know, and keep your type in a high font, because nobody reads anything anymore, and send pictures.
Yeah, here's the thing that I've found, whether it's hiring or trying to hire reps or PR reps or sales reps or whatever it is, there's one major problem with it, and that is nobody sees your dream the way you see your dream. And and for instance, in us doing these radio shows and all the various content moving projects that we're involved in to help people move their content and to move our own content and so on, nobody understands and sees their dream like we do. We can
we could
be talked till we're blue in the face. We can make a very nice 10-minute presentation in front of a networking group, including handouts and the whole nine yards. But they just don't understand it. And people have to realize, people in business have to realize that regardless of what the business is, because even when somebody else gets up in front of the room and they're talking, they are expecting me to see their dream. And I can't say that I see their dream.
That's a good point.
Only they see their dream. And it's kind of like, this is somewhat of a, can be used in, as this, as an example of this. Sometimes you're so close to it that you don't understand what you are or aren't saying. And that's what's making it people tough to see your dream. And somebody said one time that it's hard to read the label when you're inside the jar.
And, I love these metaphors. They're great.
And that's just the way it is. I mean, you could be talking till you're blue in the face, and you're thinking you're making these great strides and these great points, and you're just rattling it off because it's so easy to say and so easy to talk about it. And you have to stop back and say, well, wait a minute, I got to look and see, turn around and get outside this jar and see what's really on the contents of this jar, you know, and read the ingredients, because I might be giving the wrong ingredients.
Well, tell me, Pete, am I saying something wrong? I want to know right now.
Oh, I don't know. Anything that I've heard, it sounds pretty good. I mean, but the thing of it is, it is repetition. It is over and over and over and over again. And then when you think you're done, you got to do it over and over again.
Oh, it is. It really is. It's like a politician, yes, right?
I'm sorry?
Like a politician, right?
Yeah, eventually they start believing your lies.
No, it's not that.
I'm talking about the politicians.
Okay. You have to work but I have a lot of passion for this product. There's no question about it, or I wouldn't be involved in it. And, you know, I know that the Bacons feel the same way. I mean, we're very hardworking baby boomers that have helped a lot of people so far in our venture. But it's definitely a trick, and it's a trick because people don't understand ionics technology. They don't want to know about negative ions. They also just want to know that it's going to work, and they don't want to pay a lot of money for it. And insurance doesn't pay for it like a pill, so that's the trick.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish I could be a smart enough soul to say, okay, well, here's your key word.
Yeah, and the other part of it, Pete, is that we're sort of inventing our own market here. I mean, I'm a perfect example. I'm the target audience for this brand probably in my mid-50s, although some people do buy, you know, are having sleep issues in their early 40s even. But I never in my life had heard of anything like this. And I thought, I'm just so perspiring at night. Maybe I could buy some long underwear at a sporting goods store that's Moisturewick. That was about as far as I could go with it. I had no idea that there was a line of sleepwear that would help with this kind of thing. And so that was also part of my education process. I went and I bought some of these alleged moisture wickers that are out there, and they're just not the same. I was still waking up at night. It was crazy.
Sure.
It was different than good 90s. So we're cultivating a whole new market of people that really don't even know that this kind of thing's available. And more so, it's just a huge audience that, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's tricky. It's very, very tricky.
Well, I tell you, I wish you nothing but good success with it. I think you've probably got a very fine product there that apparently works. works for you. It's certainly working for other people based on your testimonials that you've gotten. So I don't have any reason to doubt that it's not a good product. So good luck to you. And why don't you go ahead and give us all of your contact information one last time, and we'll wrap it up.
If anyone wants to write to me and has questions, I'm happy to help them with business so that they can help avoid the third rail like I've been on sometimes. My email is Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at goodnighties.com. And our product can be purchased at goodnighties.com. It's goodnighties.com. And, we're happy to work with anyone who has a connection with wholesale products that we sell. We have a wholesale program in place. So anything that promotes 100% made in the USA, we're very much behind that cause. And it's pretty cool. And also another audience for us that I didn't even bring up is our travelers. You know, people that go out on trips, they can carry this product and put it in a very small part of their suitcase, and because it's antimicrobial, they don't have to wash it nearly as often. You can go 4 or 5 days without washing your nightwear. So that's another plus.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you taking the time to be with me today and explain your product. And
I'm happy to help baby boomers, so have them give me a call anytime.
There you go.
Oh, my phone number, let me give you that. It's 847-341-0459. That's the hotline.
Okay, very good.
Thanks,
thank
Pete.
You very...
Have a lovely day. Really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. You do the same. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
And thanks, everybody, for joining us today. As we always, we try to bring good information to you, and I think we brought you some very good and interesting information today with Sarah from Good Nighties. That's goodnighties.com. If you're having sleep issues, you might want to give that a try. Look up the website, goodnighties.com, and see if they might have something that would help you out. Right now, it's just the women, but the men, I guess they're going to be taking care of us here in the not-too-distant future. This is our latest issue of Experience Speaks, Boomer Experience Speaks, is at www.boomerthebabe.com. We recommend that you go and ask you to go sign up for that free online publication, and it'll be delivered monthly to your inbox with new articles and new features every month. We're going to be signing off now for the day. I hope everybody has a better afternoon than I'm planning. I think I got some air conditioning things to hopefully get straightened out. So nonetheless, we'll talk to you all tomorrow with another great guest, another hopefully great show. And until then, remember to make the second half of your life the best half of your life, and have a great day, everybody.
Boomer the Babe Show, where we bring interesting conversation to the world. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, where we tweet as Boomer and Babe, and on Facebook as Pete Peters 47. As always, you can friend us on Blog Talk Radio or sign up for our newsletter at boomerandthebabe.com. Email us at host@boomerthebabe.com with any of your comments. Remember, at 50, you're just getting started.